America Weekend.
On Smith Sabatino, we're talking to Paul Howard and Frank Basile. Frank Basile is the producer of a new 9-hour collectible DVD set that has never before seen footage of the Three Stooges. And we have Paul Howard with us, who is Mo Howard's son, one of the original Three Stooges. And that entire 9-hour collectible DVD set is coming to Target stores on May 31st of this year. Paul, with your dad, did you ever have some fun with him?
I did have fun with him. The story has a bigger moral to it, though, and it really is has to do with how did the Stooges feel about their fans. Well, back in the 60s, I was working for an advertising agency as an art director, and I wanted to be really cool, so I grew this big, red, bushy beard. My parents didn't know that I had this beard, and they decided they were coming to New York City on business. So they came. Somewhere I got this idea, what would it be like if I use a disguise of this beard and other increments, other instruments, to walk up to my dad, ask him for his autograph, and he not know who I was. So I put this together. And that evening, when they came into town, we decided to meet under the big clock at Grand Central Terminal. I went into the men's room and made my change. I put the hat on. I put the pillow in my stomach. I teased the beard out. I put these wire rim glasses on, and I came up, and sure enough, there was my mother, my wife, and my father waiting for me. So I walked up to him, and I kind of brushed his shoulder, and he looked at me, and I looked at him, and I said,
"Hey, aren't you Mo, one of the Stooges?"
He says, "Why, yes." My mother, 15 feet away, she says to my wife, "Look, the eyes, they look just like Paul's." She quiets her very quickly. And I said, "Hey, Mo, can I have your autograph, please?" He says, "Why, sure." The ladies are starting to really laugh like crazy. My father gives him a quick look. Then he turns back to me. He says, "Who should I make it out to?"
"Make it out to Hyman, please."
I said, "Absolutely." So he pulls out of his breast pocket a little photograph of the Three Stooges and starts making to Herman. "Best wishes from the Three Stooges." The ladies are now really becoming hysterical. My father gives them another quick look, turns back to me, hands it to me. I say, "Gee, thanks, Mo. I really appreciate this. Hyman is going to love it." And I walk out. Now, what happened next, I really didn't know. My father turns to my mother and my wife, and he says, "How dare you laugh at our fans? They're the ones that made us. And if it wasn't for them, we'd be nobody." And then he paused and said, "But that was the ugliest SOB I ever saw in my life."
Meaning you.
Meaning yes. So meanwhile, I'm down in the men's room changing again back to my normal, teasing my beard back, getting the pillow, putting it out of my stomach. And I come back from a totally different entrance. As soon as my father sees me, he says, "Oh, my God, you just missed this wildest-looking guy."
I love it.
I said, "Well, what'd he look like?" He said, "Well, he had this wild look in his eye. I had to be very relaxed. I had to be very..." Suddenly, the ladies are crazy. He looks at them again, and then he looks at me. And at first, he finally sees the beard. That's the same beard that the bum had. He says, "No." All three of us simultaneously say, "Yes." And he turned around and grabbed the lip of the ticket counter and just collapsed on the floor in total hysteria.
I love it.
The moral of the story is that's how the Stooges felt about their fans.
You're right. I mean, it's great. I mean, I remember growing up with them, obviously.
Yes.
I mean, I'm certainly old enough, and Carl, my certainly younger brother.
But not by much.
People in their 80s and 90s would remember them from the movies.
Sure.
Right, right.
And vaudeville. And vaudeville. Because they did the vaudeville circuit.
And Broadway.
And they were
And Broadway, you're right.
Yes. And they were touted. They played the Fox, I remember, on Broadway, when they had the Fox Theater here. And this is just prior to World War II. And there's pictures of them in the archives. I've seen them. And they had the fans around the block.
And well, my father, after he retired, did the college circuit. And
yes,
he was so successful. He got so much out of it. It was just wonderful, him. And he was probably in his early 70s at that time.
Well, I love it. I have to thank you, Paul Howard, for sharing your family memories and also working very closely with Frank Basile and Fresh Produce to produce this 9-hour series that's going to come in May 31st at Target stores called Hey Mo, Hey Dad, DVD set, 9 hours. So thank you very much for joining us on Smith Sabatino.
Thank you, Roland.
Thank you.
Frank and Paul, thank you so very, very much. This was fun. We got to do this again, fellas.
Yeah, chapter two.
Well, we got to try to see if we can keep ourselves out of trouble after this one.
So I can't reach over there and give you a little slapstick, but I wish I could do that.
Thunk in the head. Yeah. Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith, enjoying our guests, enjoying the show. And the show is Smith Sabatino, America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
Most Americans likely feel a strong dollar benefits the middle class and makes our country strong, which is true up to a point. As the dollar gets stronger, major industries, perhaps the one you're working for, will take a hit. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. The stronger the dollar, the more our overseas goods and services cost to those purchasers from foreign lands. No big deal, except we sell a lot of cars, trucks, even hamburgers to foreigners. The more this stuff costs, the less they can afford to buy. AKM wonders if recently laid off Bike Week attendees is an indication of an upcoming bump in the economic open road. Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What's a simple way to stand out from the crowd?
Communications expert Robin Hatcher says, dress to express. What's the one quality about you that you just love?
Express that quality with your style choices.
For example, out of 30 women at a networking event, she was one of only 4 wearing a color other than black. She wore a red sweater, which reflected both her passion and easygoing nature.
Now, guys, don't think this only applies to women. Donald Trump is a master marketer. His signature style? A colorful silk tie.
Build your personal brand by making your style choice clearly visible in your social media profiles.
Dress to express. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.